Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a lot going on in the aftermath of the indictment of Mayor LaToya Cantrell. I had the Attorney General Liz Murrell on the other day talking about the tickets issued in school zones, and that the law read that you had to have a share agreement worked out with the local school boards before you could actually implement and operate these cameras and begin to collect the fines. No big surprise here. The city of New Orleans did not have one. Can't explain why not. They just decided to take the course, probably with some crappy legal advice from somebody over there that doesn't understand how this operates, and began to collect the money and set it aside and figure it out on a later date. The AG, appropriately so says, why don't you take the time to read the statute? The language is pretty clear. Why are you wasting everybody's time? Why are we engaged in this exercise? And more importantly, not unlike a lot of other things that you attempt to do, why don't you just do it right for the first time? And therefore, no one has to waste their time, their effort, their money in trying to hold you accountable to get it right the first time. I guess you sense in my voice that frustration, right? This is crazy. Every day, another new issue, right? Every day. Of some of the lowest hanging fruit activities that we ought to be able to do with our hands tied behind our backs, our legs tied behind our backs, literally hog-tied and blindfolded to get this done. But for some reason, we don't have a compass. We don't have a sense of direction. We don't know what the left hand is doing. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, and vice versa. And we just can't seem to get it straight. Oh, my God, this mayor's race could not come at a better time. And I hope and I pray that whoever is elected is able to gain a better understanding of the operations of government, the construct of your staff, and that we actually put people in a position that are not afraid to make a decision, not afraid to do the right thing, and not afraid to keep the ball moving down the field. Because without that kind of leadership at mid-management level, we're going to be right back where we were before. There's simply no doubt about it. We need somebody that's got a 50,000-foot view of how all these pieces and parts play with one another in order to create the efficiencies, to develop effectiveness of all the processes, the WIPs, the works in process within the organization, to make sure that they are in fact aligned, that there is a time limit on how long they can keep an activity on their desk without it being resolved, that they show up for work, they actually do the work and not treat it as busy work, and they reach some conclusion and pass it on to the next individual that has to start that process all over through their lens and the multiple other people on the downstream that have to look through it through their lens as well. Now, that might all sound crazy to you, but that's how it works. And if there's impediments and hurdles and things like that, that we work hard in the first 3 months of this next administration to remove all of that. So this thing can flow without any unnecessary impediments and delay. Because the worst thing to just stymie and stifle economic development is uncertainty. You file for a permit, for example, in May, and things run well, and you go back in June for another one, and it's an entirely different experience. And no one can explain why. And there are now new things that are there that make no sense, or things that were taken out of the process that did make sense, because the next whip is going to be looking for that information, and you just soon have it in the paperwork at that point in time. Please, 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 let's get somebody that's able to do that. And let's ask these questions. One big question that we should be asking is a balanced budget. I will tell you again, in a conversation with Joe Geruso just a couple of weeks ago, we find out that sanitation department is approaching a $34 million deficit for this year. What? It was $27 million last year. What? In the low 20s the year before that. What? And then teens and then single digits. So it's not a new phenomenon. So one has to ask, of all the people in the upper echelon of the Cantrell administration, was anybody doing anything? Was anybody minding the ship? I mean, this is crazy. How do you find out 4 years later that you're running these successive deficits in sanitation? And I'll repeat myself again, because this is really important, because all of this is going to kick off after Labor Day, right? Who are these people do you think are going to be able to assemble a team? Because you're really voting for these folks partly on their ability to articulate things, to present on behalf of the city, to do a great job of representing the city, being quick on their feet, being able to articulate certain positions. But you're really banking on an individual that's going to be able to bring new talent, new folks to the forefront that they believe in the high likelihood of success of that particular candidate, and they want to be part of the journey. That's what this is about. You are voting for a candidate that you have a high confidence that they're going to be able to assemble a team that's excited about taking this journey with that candidate, and that they have the core competencies to be able to deliver.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not an exercise of just being able to hire enough people. Because I will submit to you the hiring of incompetent, ineffective people that are in over their head are so incredibly disruptive to the business operations of any business entity. Anybody who's ever served in that role, they will not agree with me. You have to incapacitate those individuals and get them the hell out of the organization, because they will make it miserable. And we know what that is, right? We've seen the byproduct of that. We've lived it for over 7 years. We've had so many people flying in and out of this administration that were so far in over their head. They didn't know. I can't say that on air. You know what I mean. How much more of this can we take? And these little examples, like the one with the traffic, you know, tickets, with the school people working out a deal. What are you waiting on? You're in a deficit posture. You need every red cent you can get. You don't have time to waste on these issues. School starting? You want to get these things up and ready? You want the third-party vendor to check to make sure that all the cameras are calibrated, they're doing the right thing, they're not going to be suspect to being challenged in court? You want to do all of those things. And if the statute says that you have to have revenue share agreement with the school board, well, damn it, get one. Why do we have to wait till the AG is threatening criminal action to get it done? It's a joke. Then we flip to this collection of ad valorem taxes. And, you know, they put a number on the school system that's so onerous, it's ridiculous. It covers a good portion of the entire operations of the revenue department of the city of New Orleans. And the woman in charge of the organization continues to say things and that make really no sense, right? And she can't support or justify the amount of money that we're getting. And then, and that's Finance Director Romy Schofield Samuel. Why would the city want to pass an ordinance that would require us to work for free? Well, Romy, let me tell you why. Because for whatever reason, you have not been in a position to go before the council and actually justify with data why you think you're entitled to the number that you're getting, that anybody that looks at it as it relates to your overall budget feels that it's onerous. And that's only one tax recipient body, who, by the way, that's just one line represented on the tax bill that actually goes out. So you're not doing a whole lot of extra work for them. You're getting the tax roll from the assessor's office, that number, and you're putting that on the bill. And then they send you the tax payment in whole, and you separate out the school board's money and you send the money to the school board. There's not a whole lot of work going on there. Hopefully most of it's automated. You talk as though you're back in the early 1900s, right? And you're printing these bills that are going out on a printing press. You know better than anyone that that's not what's happening. Yeah, I understand that you're down and out in Beverly Hills, and I understand that you have a minimum of a $73 million deficit, and I understand you have a $34 million deficit in the sanitation department. And if I might be so bold as to suggest, most people believe that your deficit is probably north of $100 million. But you don't try to make that up from being stupid. You got to be smart about what you're doing. And in the meantime, you're completely hurting and destroying a tax recipient body by engaging in the practice that you do. And if you had the evidence, like maybe an ordinance or maybe a state statute or something along those lines that actually give you the authority to collect it, it would certainly be nice to see. Because otherwise, any number that you put on it seems to anyone with a half a lick of sense to be arbitrary and capricious. And that doesn't bode well. But again, folks, I go back to Miss Romy should recognize that. It doesn't bode well for y'all. Why are we going through this exercise, and why can't we get behind a closed door, and why can we not work this situation out, and why can we not talk it through? Well, I'm going to answer my own question. Y'all been on that tit for a long time, and you don't want to get off. And one would think that you have grown up and you're old enough now to get off the tit. You got away with it for a whole bunch of years. There was a sweetheart deal settlement put on the table. Somebody over there, I don't know who, they really love being on the tit. They don't want to get off. It's time to get off. This case, ladies and gentlemen, just so everybody knows exactly how efficient we are in trying to manage this, has been going on for 6 years. 6 years. 6 years we've been dealing with this issue. 6 years, the possibility, if the city loses, that they've been basically stealing money from the education buckets for your kids. 6 years. I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem like anybody really cares. That's what it looks like to me. They don't give a damn. It's busy work. We don't care. We think we're entitled to it. We're arrogant. Well, hell, we got Mayor LaToya Cantrell as our leader. How could we be anything else? It's our way or the highway. They're wrong. We're right because we said so. Simple, right? We get to the last one real quick. Taxpayers are going to be paying for the defense of the mayor as it relates to this situation with Miss Bro for the infamous picture on the balcony that the mayor decided to become retaliatory, recalcitrant, and try to put Miss Bro in her place, embarrass Miss Bro, and do all kinds of things to Miss Bro to let her know who's in charge of the city. Well, you know, she's the frickin' mayor. We should know all of these things, right? But in the meantime, she engaged in some activities that, one, could cause the NOPD to lose access to certain data. That's probably not going to happen. But the fact of the matter is, someone should, I think, and maybe someone has been disciplined for this. I'm not certain where that investigation takes us. But this is not an official act. This is an intentional act that runs violative of the policies and the procedures of the NOPD and the agreement that the city has with the FBI and others as it relates to the maintenance, the upkeep, and the utilization of that database and all of that information that's provided that's simply there. So this is an intentional act on her part to act outside of the law, and that authority is not actually, she doesn't have that authority. Now she wants this thing to go away in the interim while she's trying to deal with her indictment, and thankfully, I think the court the other day ordered that they enter into settlement talks and get beyond this issue at this point in time. Because, again, this is crazy it, right? Crazy. There are a lot of folks that are saying, well, we only got 5 more months with this thing. Maybe it's okay if she stays till January 11th. I'm happy to give that up as my birthday present. That's the date of my birthday, her last day in office. I'm happy to sacrifice those events aligning. I've been very happy that they align on the same day that she's no longer there, but I am very happy to give that up and sacrifice that exuberant feeling on my birthday, knowing that it's the last day that the city of New Orleans ever has to deal with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. So I'll go on record right now. I'm happy to give it up. So let's hope that she resigns. Because if you really believe that there's not a whole lot more that she can do to just screw up all kinds of different things, we're seeing it right now. All of this stuff ought to get resolved. All of it. And could be resolved in 3 days. Maybe now she's in the office, and maybe now we can possibly get it resolved. Maybe we should give her another week. I don't know. I just think, why run the risk? Let Joe Threat deal with it, and let's say, hasta la vista, baby. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.